It's 8:51 on member-supported public radio WXXI. And we are very excited this morning to be speaking with Suzanne Simpson. She is a senior producer of Masterpiece, a two-time Academy Award nominee and two-time Emmy winner for her documentary and dramatic films for television and the giant IMAX screen. But we're here this morning to talk about Downton Abbey. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
No, I'm happy to be here and happy to talk about season three.
Yes, coming on Sunday. We can't wait. Suzanne, what is so appealing about this early 20th century drama that has captured the attention of viewers, not just here in America, but seemingly all over the world?
You know, that's a question that we actually spend a lot of time talking about. And we just had the pleasure of having many of the cast members here for a media tour. And they, too, spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. And so there are a couple of theories, and Hugh Bonneville has a theory that it's who plays Lord Grantham. He thinks it's because it's about a family, and that what people like watching is to see how a family copes with the day-to-day obstacles that get put in front of them, and that people are really looking for understanding, you know, how relationships work in a family. And then other people, like myself, believe that one of the strongest elements of Downton Abbey is that it's about people who are trying to do the right thing, and that many of them are, you know, troubled people like Thomas and O'Brien, but that ultimately what they want to do is do the right thing. And Lord Grantham is such a strong character that many of us gravitate towards him as somebody who has all the privileges of class, but at the same time really tries to understand the problems for the people who work for him.
Well, now as season three begins on Sunday, Suzanne, the Great War is over. The long-awaited engagement of Lady Mary and Matthew is on. We saw that at the end of last season. But not all is tranquil at Downton Abbey. What dramas await us this season? What clues can you give us?
Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, I want everybody to know that romance is very strong. So we still have, you know, Lady Mary and Matthew and Anna and Bates. That continues. But Lord Grantham has made some bad investments. And so that puts Downton Abbey at risk. The other thing that's very exciting about this season is that Shirley MacLaine joins the cast. She plays Martha Levinson, who is Cora's mother. And she's from America, and she comes to Downton Abbey and, of course, shakes things up a little bit with her view of the world. And, of course, one of the reasons that it makes it so exciting this season is that Martha Levinson is really, you know, in some ways, Violet's counterpart. And so the two of them together, really, it's kind of like watching a sparring match between two combatants, and they're really quite something. I was very lucky to be at Highclere Castle, where the series is shot, last year when Shirley MacLaine was on set with Maggie Smith. And I have to say, watching that in person, they are truly the top professionals and just hilarious to watch. And in fact, one of the big surprises is that I thought they adhere to the script only, but in fact, there was a little bit of ad-libbing that went on that was just a surprise to see them kind of into it that way.
I do love, I can't wait for Shirley MacLaine. I love Maggie Smith as the Dowager Countess, the withering glances alone, let alone the great lines that she manages to deliver. Well, this is a bit of a spoiler alert, even though this has been widely reported. Some may want to turn away for a moment if they don't think they've heard it. Dan Stevens, who plays Matthew Crawley, had said that this season would be his last. And we've heard that producer Julian Fellowes won't be recasting that role. So what is to become of our beloved Matthew?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody else. So I think to say that season three is really one of the best seasons, I think, of Downton yet. And that Matthew plays a huge role in season three in terms of his relationship not only with Lady Mary, but his relationship with Hugh Bonneville. And that as far as any future series go, I think we have to kind of leave it to Julian Fellowes to kind of decide where he wants the story to go, with or without Matthew, I think.
Well, we do know that that there's been a commitment for a season four, but do we know in total how many seasons there will be at this point?
I think that Julian has always said that he has seen the series in his mind's eye through about season five, but whether or not it would continue, you know, after that, I think, again, is up to Julian. I think what's remarkable about Julian Fellowes is that he actually writes every single word of the series, which is very unusual. Most television series have a room full of writers, and this is just one person. This has really come from him, and it's come from both his life experience with his family and also from the research that he's done about the great families in England. So I think he has, there's a lot still to happen. That I can tell you.
Well, there is such attention to detail, and as you said, such a nod given to historical accuracy. Every little item that you see there in that kitchen, I'm sure, is accurate to that time period.
Yes, it is. And in fact, they have somebody who is on set with them, Alistair Bruce, who's a historian. And he's not only a historian regarding the time period and what happens during that time period in England, but he really understands the manners of everything. So, you know, he's the person that when it comes to pouring tea, somebody says, well, are you to pour the tea first and milk second, or the milk second, you know, milk first and tea next? And he really knows everything about it. And they have people on set who create the food that is historically accurate, although Hugh Bonneville says it looks terrific when it's delivered to the dining room table, but then 10 hours later, after they've, you know, done take number 42, that it begins to look a little unappealing after that time period.
I would imagine so. Do viewers in Great Britain see a longer version of the show each week than we here in the U.S. see, Suzanne?
Well, not exactly. What happens is that it's shown on commercial TV in the UK on a channel called ITV, and it's broken up with commercials when you watch it in the UK. And they have a different broadcast window. So, for example, their first episode runs 65 minutes. Well, here in the U.S., we don't really have a 65-minute time slot. So what Masterpiece does is we put together the UK episode 1 and the UK episode 2 to make for a 2-hour opener. So while it's shown over 9 episodes in the UK, it's shown over 7 episodes here in the US. But it's the same show.
Well, I certainly know where we will all be on Sunday night, gathered around the television watching PBS and the debut of season 3 of Downton Abbey. Suzanne Simpson, senior producer, Masterpiece. It's been such a delight to talk to you. Thank you for being so generous with your time this morning.
Oh, Beth, thank you. And I hope everybody enjoys the new season.